Simple Minds to start us off. Don't You Forget About Me. Here are classic hits. Waking Up Happy Old PJ. There he is, right on cue. See that?
How's it going, everybody?
As professional as it gets. The minute his name is mentioned, he's straight in with the... Look, where would you get it?
Oh, jeepers, I'll tell you something.
That level of attention to detail.
Getting ready, yeah. I was there. Yeah, yeah.
He's doing his vocal exercises there.
La, 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 la.
Brilliant. All of those things, by the way, you might think he's messing. All those things are required during the course of this show.
They are, yeah. That's it. That is proper vocal exercisation.
The vocal demands that are placed upon us during the course of this show are quite extraordinary sometimes.
Oh, 100%. 4 hours of doing your head in, Jim. That doesn't come from nowhere.
A lot of prep goes in.
Still, it does.
La, 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 la. Oh, dear. 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Welcome along. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Hopefully you are waking up happy in good form. Bit chilly out there, but the good news is, as you heard with Tara, it looks like it might be a decent old day.
Looks like it, yeah.
Bright
like
and sunny. Well, I'm not saying it's going to be belting warm out there.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be going around in me knickers now or anything, yeah. But it's going to, yeah, it's just going to brighten up and heat up a little bit. But it looks things.
Put it this way, Stephen, who's in Kingswood, well, he's not in Kingswood at the moment. Yeah. Or maybe he is about to set off on his journey. But it's his birthday, right?
Oh, happy very birthday in
the
morning.
That's only half the story, man. It's only half the story. It's his birthday. He's going to be spending it on a plane all day.
No way.
Because he's going to Brazil.
La, 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 la. Amazing. What a great day you're going to have, Smarty Pants. I hope you have a great holiday.
He maintains he'll be on a plane all day and night until tomorrow morning. Oh, no, sorry. Hang on a second. Whoa. Roll back here. It's the other way round. He's coming from Brazil.
Oh!
To Dublin.
La, 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 la.
Slightly less excitement there. Yeah.
Oh, anyway, well, welcome home anyway.
Happy birthday regardless. Right, what have we got? A couple of other bits and pieces. You know, somebody texted in at 25 to 3 in the morning.
25 to 3 in the morning.
In the hope of registering for the hit bis.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And you're like, that's dedication.
I would say now, to be fair, as much as we admire in your enthusiasm and all, that's probably too early. But look, you've stuck
There's
out.
Nobody here.
Nobody. Not a sinner in the place.
At that time. Anyway, Dan in Cork says, geez, lads, is Honest John off on holidays again? Still, great to hear Tara's voice for a change. English Ian, morning to you. Poor old Antoinette couldn't get up this morning.
Oh no, sickness has attacked the house, has it?
She must be sleep texting us. So, morning to Margaret in Fermoy this morning. Morning, guys, from Garrett in Limerick. Sorry, Stephen's depressed, he just added.
Oh, right.
On his way back to Dublin from Brazil.
Oh, yeah. See, he told you that, yeah.
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 And DG maintains that it should be a decent day on the roads because there's no schools.
Oh, yeah, that always makes a good difference, isn't it?
Why are there no schools?
Midterm.
Is it?
I'd say it is, yeah. It's not midterm, no.
Oh,
all right.
Apparently there's a teacher strike.
Same thing, it's midterm.
And it's only a couple of secondary schools.
So it's real midterm.
Yeah. Do you know what I feel
it's
like?
Only a handful.
I feel
of
like
them.
One of those interpreters that you get as, you know, in the parliaments and stuff. I'm basically just regurgitating Tara's words.
Yeah.
Yes. She said the no school today.
Yeah.
Only few secondary schools.
Let me translate that.
La 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 la. Right, stand by, folks. We're about to head into the quagmire that is the birthdays.
Once more into the birthdays.
Annie Lennox walking on broken glass at 6:15 here at Classic Hits. Say we, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tuesday, 4th of February. Big thanks to John, who just gave us a proper belly laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Just sent us in a fake ad for hair dye.
It's very good.
Really good.
It's a Jerry Adams it is, with comb all your black and tans written on it.
That's
big grey head of hair on them. It's very good.
Just for men behind the wire. There's so much to it. It's very good, John.
We haven't all gone grey, you know, is definitely the line of the
Absolutely,
ad for me. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So thanks for that, John. You gave Jim a savage laugh there.
The proper belly laugh, John. And by the way, I'm well impressed with your, whatever you call that picture bit. You know, your thing on WhatsApp. Your little ID thing, picture thing.
Oh, his, profile pic.
Yeah, very impressed with that, John. Anyway, also, listen, a quick hello to, look at this, Larbar and Bar Lar.
Larbar, how are you, Larbar? What's that? How's it going?
And Bar Lar checking in.
Bar Lar,
side by side.
Yeah, look at the
one
two
after
lads.
The other. Bar La.
And
Bar Lar's in Galway. Lar Bar is in. Where did we say he is? Dundalk, I assume, then, with that.
Well,
accent,
no, he's a, you say he's a dub.
He says he's a dub, yeah.
Yeah, but no.
But you've decided not.
No, he's Lar Bar. What are you going to do? That's what he is.
Also, who's this? This is Nipper's just been checking in. Say, morning, part-time Tara and horny PJ. Poor Jim.
Hey, what does that even mean?
Well, yesterday you came out as a sex pest.
I did not.
We found out on the Urban Dictionary that that's what a Gallagher is.
I did not come out as anything. It's some stupid thing on the internet. That's all that was. Nothing to do with actual real life. Definitely nothing to do with me.
Right, are you ready
it's
for the birthdays?
As ludicrous as you being a bloody all-round, what was it, a 99% good guy?
And handsome, don't forget that as well.
Oh, God, how painful. Where's old Pink Titties to get him in?
Yeah, Tits Hogan is out there somewhere.
Yeah, Pink Titty Hogan.
Right, okay, you ready for the birthdays?
Go on, yeah, let's
right,
do it.
Right, here we go. Rock legend Alice Cooper.
Oh, Alice Cooper.
Celebrating his birthday today.
He's the fella I saw. We went to the Point Depot, as it was known back then.
Right.
And we used to go to a lot of sort of rock and roll gigs, you know?
Yeah.
Because we were living beside, you could actually walk in. It took ages, but you could do it. And we went in to see Alice Cooper. And it was the first time ever we were in a stadium sort of gig.
Yeah.
And it was about half full. And he had this thing where he got this huge big ball yoke. And he rolled it around the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
And it fell off the back of us onto the ground.
The audience were meant to keep it bouncing around.
Yeah,
but there
wasn't enough. And it fell onto the ground.
Oh, man, what a damn squib.
And people couldn't pick it up because it was massively.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very...
Yeah.
It wasn't the way the gig was planned. And the snake was sick. He was on Zig and Zag. This is true. Zig and Zag, the day before the show, saying, unfortunately, Damien the Snake wouldn't make an appearance because he wasn't well.
Damien the Snake.
Yeah, Damien wasn't well. And we were like, this isn't the gig we thought we were getting at all.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so it was a strange
show.
You know he's
big into golf now.
I know. He only tours where there's golf courses. That's it. He won't tour unless there's a golf course he can play at.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a fart about the rock and roll. Yeah. It's all about just getting out for a game of golf and doing a having to do an old show and then moving on.
My God.
Yeah.
Fierce looking creature. And there he is with Damien, his snake, who's not well.
And his big ball that
and
fell
his,
on the ground.
And his plus fours.
Yeah. And he's there going, you know, start a pitch and put around here.
A pitch. Is there even crazy golf? No.
Not at all that can swing.
How do you get to Puck's Castle?
Yeah. Not at all that can swing a bat at.
Anyway, rock legend Alice Cooper.
He's like 73.
No, not bad. 72.
For love of...
Bear in mind, you two right yesterday, albeit one was a bit of a gimme.
Yeah,
actually,
two were a bit of a gimme. Yeah, leave me alone.
Right, Alice Cooper, 72. What about, now this you're going to do well on, because you are a big fan of the boxing. Oscar De La Hoya.
Oscar De La Hoya. God, I actually would struggle now to know what age he is, though.
Really?
I'm presuming he's around the same age as myself, actually.
Yeah, not
maybe
a bit
miles. Younger. Oh, Jesus! I'm off the... it's everywhere.
You spill your coffee all the time, man. How do you do that?
Because this is the time I have coffee.
Yeah, but how do you manage to spill it so often? Pour it into the cup. The cup is the reciprocal for us.
Jeepers.
Tell you, the pair of you are determined to
everywhere.
Wreck this place. You had Mike yesterday literally throwing furniture around
breaking
knobs in the studio.
He nearly smashed the place out of the... Yeah.
He lost his reason.
God, I'm as angry
knocked
now as...
Knocked the desk over and everything.
I can't believe him after doing that. I'm as angry now as Oscar De La Hoya having received a straight right in the mush.
Listen, if we go off air at any stage in the next few minutes, it's because PJ's coffee is seeping into
everything.
We
won't go off air. Everybody knows my buttons are purely decorative.
It's just very close to the wiring, is all I'm saying.
Jesus. This is a disaster.
Oh, my God. Now the screens are flickering and all.
I have to flick. Oh, Jesus. Right. Okay, I'll leave my finger there. No.
He's literally like the boy with his finger in the dam.
Ah, no, it's moving again. Right, okay.
Here.
Oscar De La Hoya is...
Look what I have for you. A giant Jack's roll.
Why did you hide it up until now?
Because I'd forgotten it was there.
Why did you hide it until now?
There you go.
Bloody hell almighty. This is how Oscar De La Hoya feels
look
when he gets smashed in the face.
This is what it's like. I mean, I've already got three kids.
This is like if Oscar...
Now I've got, you know... I have to be prepared with wipes.
Oscar De La Hoya got smacked right and lost around. He went back to his corner and they didn't know what to do with him. And then just as he was going in, he goes, oh, here's the medicine. Oh, jeez. Right, I got to say...
Look, it's like being a parent. You need to have wipes and everything and cleaning up.
Well, yeah, well, you have to clean me trousers now.
Did you go to the toilet before he came in?
No. It's none of your business. Right, Oscar De La Hoya is 43.
47.
Fart
47.
Off.
Right, here's one for you from your neighbour's days. Natalie Imbruglia.
Oh.
Neighbours actress turned singer.
Not lying naked on the floor.
She was lying naked on the floor, yeah.
Oh, no.
Torn she was.
She was torn. Like, yeah. I'm torn about whether I should be here with you anymore.
You're actually wondering whether you should be still talking or whether you should be out there calling 999, is it?
Well, I'm all right. It just looks like I've done a wee. It's like I have a map of Africa in the front of me trousers now.
Yeah. Somebody's just suggested that we give you a sippy cup. You know the ones with the little lip thing on it?
You said, well, you laugh, but they are very handy.
Yeah.
They are very handy.
We'll have to try and sort something. Actually, to be honest with you, it's not the drinking of it that he has a problem with. It's the pouring of it into a cup. The amount of time, on average, the percentage of times he pours coffee into a cup and it goes into the cup is not as high an average as it should be for a growing adult. That's
well, I don't know why you're doing. Well, can we talk about Natalie Imbruglia?
Absolutely.
Right, Natalie Imbruglia is... She's 44.
Oh my God, not bad. 45.
Oh.
You're getting your eye back in.
Yeah, I know.
You're getting your eye back
in. I'm as close to this as I was to getting coffee into the cup.
Right, and the last one is one of your own. Right. Irish comedian Dara O'Brien.
Dara O'Brien, yeah. Right, yeah. He's a bit older than me now. He was around when I was sort of starting, I think.
Was he?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
I kind of thought he was a bit of a latecomer, late in life for him and all that.
No, not at all.
Was he around a long time?
He's around a long time, yeah. He was in the cellar and all when I started. When he was doing Echo Island and all.
Yeah, actually, that's the only time I remember him is when he was presenting... Oh, Echo Island, I've forgotten about that.
Yeah, Echo
Island.
It
was when he presented, what do you call it over here, the panel, wasn't it? Or something. Or...
Oh, that, yeah, but Echo Island was 10 years before the panel.
That's kids' TV stuff, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Right, I'm going to say he's like... He's 51.
48.
Jeez.
Sorry about that, Darryl.
Sorry, Darryl.
Yeah, yeah. To be fair, his head's not right. He spilled coffee
Coffee all over myself. I've got the stain on my trousers looks like Darryl Breen.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7 to 7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. Thanks a million. 6:32. How are you this morning?
Good.
Shrewsbury. You know that yesterday, the day that you weren't here.
Yes, when I was having a day off in lieu of having to work this weekend.
I was just saying that it did coincide.
Okay.
It did coincide with, as we read out on the show yesterday, the most sicky day of the year.
Of the year.
I'm just saying, nobody was sick. They just pulled sickies.
Yeah, yeah, no one was sick.
I didn't pull a sickie either. I had an approved day off in lieu of working this weekend for the general election. It also bookended my birthday rather nicely. So.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah. How do you feel about that, PJ?
My birthday long weekend. You have a birthday month. Can you not allow me to have a birthday long weekend?
That's true, PJ. You do milk it.
But I don't get the day off for any of them. Not one day in the month do I get off.
PJ milks it in here.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I don't know how she does it.
I think you need to hire me as your agent.
Yeah.
I do.
We all need to hire Tara.
If
we all hired Tara, we wouldn't have a show. We'd never be here.
And I'd be afraid she'd be just getting all the money. I'd be there. There's something really weird going on here.
And all the days off.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Where's your agent? Well, she's off today. But, I mean, obviously.
PJ's worked a full week, so I'm having a little day off. Yeah.
I mean, since I got this new agent, I've genuinely never been busier.
Yeah. Billy Joel's Uptown Girl here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. The Cure, Friday I'm in Love. A little bit early on the old Friday I'm in Love. Mind you, not as early as the Boys of Summer from Don Henley, which was earlier on as well.
That
was a bit optimistic on behalf of whoever it programmed
indeed,
the music for that.
And Friday by the Cure.
Friday I'm in Love.
Friday on a Tuesday.
And the Boys of Summer.
And the Boys
Don
of Summer.
Henley.
And the first week of February. Well, I'll tell you something. No radio station brings you optimism like this one.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
That's tell you something. Always, there's a bright side there. Literally, we get a weather forecast that it might be a bit sunny today. Not even warm.
Yeah,
just a bit sunny today. That's it. Straight on with the Don Henley.
Mr. Brightside every hour. Let's do this.
Oh, man. Anyway, listen, thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 19 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Good to have you along with us on this Tuesday, 4th of February. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout on whatever's going on for you or whatever floats into your head or you want to take part in any way, shape or form. We'll actually be looking for you to contribute a little bit later on. There's a chance. Mike is toying with us. He's saying there's a chance he might put an ugly mug out there for
about
up for grabs.
Now, it's been a very long time since he's done it, so it's about time.
These ugly mugs, the blooming design will be worn off them by the time he gives them away.
But the will at the rate we're washing them, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a chance of that going on. We're going to look for you to show off, basically, in a weird sort of a way.
What?
Show off after whatever, 7 or 8 o'clock.
Show off?
Yeah, show off their knowledge of interesting trivia.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was there going, what is he talking about? Does he remember that I don't remember yesterday? I was wondering what the plans are.
Yeah. Does that man even... Does he have any consideration for the fact that I don't listen to anything?
What's he on about with the showing off? Yeah, now I get you. We will, I suppose. In a way, we will, yeah. To test your knowledge with us anyway, yeah.
Absolutely. Also, of course, we'll be giving you another chance to win an unbelievable VIP package for Forever Young Festival. Includes meet and greet with the artists.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's full glamping. It's VIP upgrades. It's all that sort of stuff.
La, 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 la.
And actually, let's just tell you straight off the bat, right? The artist, the Forever Young artist you're listening for on this show today is the Blow Monkeys.
What's a Blow Monkey now?
Digging your scene.
Right. I know that. I asked you a question.
What is a Blow Monkey?
No, what songs did they do again?
Digging Your Scene. And what was the other big hiss as well? There was Digging Your Scene. And there was, yeah, okay.
La 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 la. Is that them?
Let me just see, is it Digging Your Scene that we have today? I shouldn't really be telling you this, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, you might as well make it better.
It is actually Digging Your Scene that we have.
I can't remember how that goes. And I do know the Blow Monkeys.
Yeah, and there's another big hit as well. What was the other big hit? There was another one that was there. Anyway.
Here we come, walking down the street. Wasn't that them?
No, that was a different set of monkeys. That was just them monkeys. There was no Blow in that.
Says you.
They had no Blow.
That's not what I heard. Yeah, I heard they were full of Blow.
Yeah, it could have been everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be this way. Thank you, Fergal.
Oh, that's a great song.
Doesn't have to be this way. Good tune.
Is that it? Doesn't have to be. That's a great song. Yeah.
Right. So that's in the way. So that's what you're listening for. The Blow Monkeys at some stage before we finish up today. And when you hear it, you just get win and your name and details onto a WhatsApp 087-188-0008.
Or Sleepy Jean. Text Sleepy Jean. 087-188-0008.
Also, of course, the usual stuff. We had a score of 10 to beat on the breakfast table quiz. We got a nice prize courtesy of GBK Gourmet Burger Kitchen up for grabs this week.
Deadly.
And of course, the Hitbit still to come as well.
£1,160 on the Hitbit this morning.
And whatever might come from the mind of the great PJ Gallagher, it's a voyage of discovery. He'll open his head and who knows what might come out. Any inklings as to what might come out today?
Well, I could rise, reach the wind of the bluebird as she sings.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's a clue for later on.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. It's the wrong monkeys.
6 o'clock alarm. Come on, everybody. Never ring. Forever
Young. Spiller and Groove Jess with Jesse's Girl from Rick Springfield. Just ahead of that, you're a big fan of that song, aren't you, Jesse's Girl?
I love that song. I do. It's a great old tune, that one.
And it sort of fits kind of with what we found out about what Gallagher means yesterday, you know, hitting on somebody else's girlfriend.
Oh, for the love of holy smoke almighty, I'm sorry I brought it up.
I wish that I had Jesse's Girl. That'd be you all over, wouldn't it? Not what it said yesterday in the Urban Dictionary about Gallagher. Somebody who would hit on your girlfriend.
Oh, well, apparently the way it read for me was, you know that I did Jesse's Girl.
Yeah, exactly.
And none of it's true. It's all nonsense. It's utter nonsense, Urban Dictionary. So we all know it's fantasy without Pink Diddy's Hogan. Well, that's okay. That's fairly accurate. But the whole thing that Jim McCabe is a handsome, gorgeous, lovely, what was this, 99% good old boy.
And cool, yeah.
Like, I mean, that shows the website's completely been hacked by some crazy person.
Just shows accuracy, that's all. You can believe everything you read. Oh, anyway, by the way...
Until it says... Fiona, I'm going to change it myself now.
Fiona O'Brien and Josephine O'Callaghan, stop trying to cheat, right? Trying to get sneaky win texts in. It's only when you hear the Blow Monkeys, Digging Your Scene. Right,
yeah.
That's the song today. Only when we play that can you text WIN and your name and details to 087-188-0008.
Digging Sleepy Jean. When you hear that, you text WIN. Nothing else. It can't
only
be
then.
And too early otherwise.
Then you can go into the big draw for the VIP package for Forever Young. But we'll tell you more about that a bit later on. Also, just to let everybody know, there's every chance that the show today, the vast majority of it, is going to end up being filmed. Because Magic Mike's lost the run of himself. He's had to buy a whole load of equipment.
Yeah.
Bendy stands and tripods and
he's mad into
microphones.
He's all excited. He's running around with his new gear and all.
He's like Steven Spielberg. He's like a sort of a bargain. Like Steven Spielberg.
Like Steven Spielberg when he was making his first college movie. That's what he's like running around.
Exactly.
So
he's all delighted with. So you can expect to see a lot of this.
Expect to see a lot of us. Handsome knickers over there. You can judge for yourself.
Yeah,
then.
And PJ probably exposing himself.
Oh,
those kind
for
of
the
things.
Love of God.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Tuesday, 4th of February. Good to have you along, folks. 087-188-0008 as always if you want to give us a shout. That's going to become very relevant very soon.
Too hot. Hold on a second. I'll take my jumper off.
Yeah. He spills coffee earlier
on.
Oh,
it's too hot today. Very hot.
Disrobing again. Sorry about this.
I know just finished my porridge and it's heated up the whole entire internal innards of my system.
Living up to his name
well,
from
there
yesterday.
You go.
Look, derobing and all that sort of stuff.
Why would you stop here acting like I'm waving me wonker around the place?
Girls Just Want to Have Fun from Cyndi Lauper. It appears... Sure, we're all in having good crack. That's if you're Irish at all, appears that you know.
Turns
sure,
out.
Life's a breeze.
Well, I don't know if it's a breeze, but we're definitely the less cranky when it comes to the world standings of irritability.
I didn't know there was world standings of irritability.
Well, I don't know if that's what it's called, but I like it. That's a title I've given us. But apparently we Irish, the lot of us, we're among the least irritable people on the face of the planet.
Wow.
Yep. And I don't think there's many people anywhere else. So that gives us a whole universal appeal.
Yeah.
So a new study has sort of found that a scientific study, if you don't mind me saying, not one of these ones run by marketing campaigns to tell us what we want us to know.
Yeah.
To tell us what we want us to know. What'd you say that for, Jim? So this scientific study published by the Journal of Affective Disorders,
ooh,
right, has found that Irish people and English people are among the most unruffled of nations. While the Chinese are apparently the crankiest people on earth, it seems.
The Chinese are cranky.
Very cranky,
I thought they'd be all at peace and kind of, you know, all sort of like, you know, big meditation people and all that sort of stuff, all chilled and calm and everything. Surprised.
Far from it, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, so they studied the rates of irritability in people from 10 different English-speaking nations. Now, what in the name of God?
How did the Chinese get in there again?
This is why it seems fairly biased against the Chinese. Right?
Yeah.
And that includes China, Australia, India, Malaysia, New Zealand, Singapore, South Africa, and the US, and Ireland and Britain. Now,
wow.
Why China?
They're English-speaking nations, are they?
Yeah, so is it a
basically
wonder...
Basically, somebody in the place can speak English.
Yeah,
so just
is it a wonder
them.
The Chinese were upset that they were being involved in this?
Correct.
To give the Chinese a break, you know.
Yeah.
Well, so, like some lad walking around going, I swear, when you speak English, when you're forced to speak English, you really are cranky about it. They're like, so I don't know. So the Chinese really, it seems to me, no matter what way I read it, that they've come out of this.
This is a bit of a slanted thing in my opinion.
Very unfairly. So when it comes to the rest of the countries, English-speaking countries, which is Malaysia even an English-speaking country? I know India. Definitely.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, like, hold on a second. It's not, they may speak English, but I mean, it's not the first language. Surely that's what it has to be, like, the first language.
You would have thought so. Otherwise, otherwise we're just being unfair.
Yeah, we're just
like,
doing
let's
that.
Let's throw the French in as well.
We're just doing that typical arrogant thing of, like, what do you mean nobody speaks English?
Yeah. I know, let's throw the French in as one of the crankiest English-speaking nations. That'll really do their heads in.
Yeah.
Really do their heads in. So the longest bouts of irritability on average last for about 90 minutes. And they're, of course, pointing the finger at China. More than five times longer, though, than the 17.5 minutes experienced by Irish people. So if Irish people get cranky, about 17 and a half minutes, roughly.
And
that's
they'll
a bit
be grand
aside.
Again.
Nearly 3 out of 4 people, or 73%, experienced irritability, which lasted just mere minutes. You know, like very quick, you know.
Yeah.
Be grand.
Yeah.
It's a very Irish way of carrying on.
It is, yeah. Yeah. What's wrong with you? Nothing. I'm fine.
I'm grand. Don't worry, it's grand.
Yeah, no, we're all right then.
How are you anyway? It's very Irish, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Repressed. It's part of our fabulous repressed thing. In everything. We're repressed in everything.
Someone pulls out in front of you in the car. Look at that gobshite. Oh, I love that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of thing. Oh, geez, that's a great song. You know, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You know, you have the woman in your life. Are you all right? What's wrong? There's something really up your hole today. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, you're right. I don't know what's wrong with me. And then you're grand. So that's it. Although irritability is difficult to capture when it comes to studies, like the 99% of participants from 10 different countries reported a lifetime incidence of experiences. Well, look, you'd be weird if you never, ever
if you never got irritable.
Cranky, like there's something wrong. And I would also question this survey to another degree. What it doesn't say in any way what ages the people involved were.
Okay.
And that to me, obviously the older you get, the crankier you get. You know, obviously you do.
Yeah, although that's kind of changing lately.
Really?
Ah, yeah, because most of the complaints you hear are from the sort of millennial end.
Ah, but they're complaining about...
life is so hard.
Yeah.
Why did it have to be this hard?
Well, life is so hard, right, is a decent complaint, as opposed to me. Look at that man putting his bins out at 2 hours. Your man won't be here for 2 hours.
What? What's he doing cutting his grass? It's only February.
Jeez. Your man's after saying hello to me again. I got stuck talking to him for 30 seconds. Unbelievable. How am I supposed to live like this?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, look. Oh, look, there's a bus.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
To distract you.
To distract me, yeah. Or a banger goes off and I spend 20 minutes looking out the window going, what's going on out there? Huh? Young people enjoying themselves. Why do young people ever fail the need to enjoy themselves? And disturb me while they're at it. I'll tell you something. I'm positively Chinese about this.
Mel C, Brian Adams, When You're Gone. Here at Classic Hits, 17 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Dan's been on from Cork.
Yes.
Just to say, in relation to our survey about crankiness, that even the survey is making PJ cranky. A survey about crankiness made PJ cranky.
Did you?
It just says everything you need to know.
Hit the spot there, yeah, I tell you.
Also, Dave's been on to say, 17 and a half minutes irritable. You should meet my wife. 17 and a half days would be more like
it. Oh, yeah, there's people like that in the world, all right, yeah.
Mind you, that sort of backfires
there's
on Dave
some people
a bit,
that only, like, it's like when most people get cranky, it's the only time you see the fecker smile.
But it sort of backfires on Dave a bit, doesn't it? If his missus is irritable all the time.
Yeah. Dave's the real... yeah.
You want to question the cause of that irritability, yeah. Dave?
Cranky people don't mind being cranky. They're just walking around cranking. You know, that doesn't bother them. It bothers the people who are around them.
Listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We got the hit bit on the way in about half an hour. The Lies, and there she goes. Here are Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost, 26 minutes maybe away from 8 o'clock there or thereabouts. Actually, no, less probably, 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Just in case you need to be particularly accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
On your drive to work.
I don't think anybody, well, you probably do. You know those people that do. 10 more minutes won't be the end of the world. Jesus! Next thing you're half an hour behind yourself.
Right, the hit bit is on the way. By the way, we still haven't played our Forever Young song. It is the Blow Monkeys, Digging Your Scene. That's our one this morning, okay? The Blow Monkeys, Digging Your Scene. That's the song you're listening for if you want to try and win this amazing VIP package to Forever Young. We'll definitely play that song sometime before the end of the show. And when you hear it, you can text WIN, WhatsApp WIN and your name. To the usual number 087-188-0008. In the meantime,
great
though,
band of the early 60s. Digging your scene, man.
What are you like?
What?
Hey, listen, don't be going giving out incorrect facts because we're about to look for correct facts.
We're looking for correct, correct facts.
This is something.
As if there's any such thing as an incorrect fact.
Well, there you go, because it wouldn't be a fact, would it? And that's a fact. Right, so listen, here's what it's about, right? Yesterday, you might remember... actually, it was after the show yesterday, you came out with this kind of mad thing.
I didn't know. It was Mike reminded me of it, something that I saw over the weekend, and he saw it as well. And it blew our minds. We just couldn't get over it. We were talking about, you know the way percentages, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you reverse a percentage, it's the same. So percentages are the same forwards and backwards.
Yeah. Now that might not appear to make sense to you straight off the bat the way PJ's just said it. But wait till he explains
it. It makes life so much easier.
So give a little example now.
Well, right. This is where I may need Mike to help me with the mathification of it all. Well, let's just take the simplest of maths, right? So 25% of 100, for example.
Okay.
What is it?
Is 25.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's 100% of 25?
is also 25.
Yeah. So
now,
it's the exact
same. That
one's
probably not going to hit home for people. I think the one that Mike had for you yesterday was the one about the 3% of 50.
Right, 3% of 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said it was 50% of 3.
Yes.
Which would be 1.5.
1.5.
Yeah.
So 3% of 50
is 1.5. Yeah. Now that's impressive.
I think that's it's changed my life. It's changed how I see numbers.
When you do it like that.
I've been tipping people tenors in panics.
Because you know
what I couldn't work out.
Give you mad. They, like, you know what I mean? If you had to do that, somebody wanted, I don't know, 8% of 60. How would you work that one out now?
Oh, well, PJ, we can do this.
See what he's being now.
No,
see what he's doing.
No, I'm trying to get you to show off because it works.
What did you ask?
Right, 60% of 8 then is what you do together, right? So that's 20, 40. Oh, no, hold on. 2, 4, 6. 60. Oh, hold on a minute. What's the question?
What was the question, Jim?
I've forgotten it was
he
so
He forgot
good.
The question.
6% of 60. Is that
I can't remember. What did I say? Did I say 8% of 60, did I?
8%.
Pick out you want.
8% of 60.
8% of 60.
So then 60%
of 8. 8.
What's that mean then, PJ? Yeah.
Right, so 8, 2, 4, 6.
So half is
4.
So 6. It doesn't work. Forget it.
It does work. Lads! It's because you're sniggling. You're
just
sniggling at me.
To be fair,
and you're making things
work.
Difficult that don't need to be difficult.
It does work. It does work. Because it is true. And it's very, very good.
it is
very good. And it is a fact that we genuinely didn't know.
I know. Now I'm getting confused because someone's laughing at me for tipping tenors. Now I don't know what to talk about anymore. I'm still struggling over how this is supposed to be a way of making something easy. And now Jim is after landing me in the black hole of what is probably one of the easiest mathematician situations you can be in. Oh, my God. But anyway, yes, it works.
But anyway, try it out for yourself. And okay, it might take a little bit of, you know, jiggery pokery, but it does.
My problem is I still can't remember the question.
Right, pick a question, Mike, will you, for God's sake? Let him.
No, no,
it's
no,
time
your
for
one.
Right.
I can't remember.
What did we say? 8% of 60.
8% of 60. So going to reverse it and say 60% of 8.
Yeah. Right.
So 10% of 8 would be 0.8 by 6 would be 4.8.
But Jim's very
so
smart.
So 48.
I know, yeah.
No, 4.8. 4.8.
Is it 4.8, yeah?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Doesn't make any sense.
My God.
Doesn't make a lick of sense now what he's after saying. This is getting
worse.
What?
No, because I multiplied it by 6 instead of multiplying it by 8, didn't I?
Jeez,
I can't remember.
Lads.
Maybe it should be 6.4, should it?
We got some proper remedial mathematics going on around this table at the moment.
There, 4.8 from Kevin in Dublin. So I was right the first time. Thanks, Kev.
That he heard you saying that.
What? That's no, he obviously Kevin. Worked it out.
Yeah,
anyway, look, trust me. Well, what am I saying trust me for? This was Mike and PJ's fact thing from
we
the weekend.
We were trying to share something with the people of Ireland that would help them out. All we've done now is ruined the morning on the people of Ireland. You've got Kevin hearing voices in the car. You've got me coming to... I can't remember even what the question is.
And you're the one purporting the fact.
I thought we were going to be given... This was like a kind of a life hack situation. It was supposed to
I
be.
I know, but we were only rounding off. We were doing 50 yesterday. And it was really easy.
Let's do over 100 again.
Yeah.
4% of 100.
Oh, I don't know what that is. It's too hard.
100% of 4 is 4. Boom!
I'm just going back to tip and tenors.
Thank you very much indeed. Who's this? Somebody, thank you very much indeed for saying this, whoever it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out who this is. Elaine, thank you very much. Jim is right. It's 4.8. Thank you. Right. So we know it works, right?
Yeah.
Let's put that away, will we? Ooh. Because what the whole purpose of that was meant to be to say, have you got anything that would be as interesting a fact?
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, show something. This was all meant to be building up to giving you the opportunity to win yourself an ugly mug and everything.
But oh, it was, yeah.
We've knocked all the crack out of it.
We haven't knocked the crack out of it. We've gone down the wormhole together as a group.
I'm just
here.
Thinking of all the really intelligent election debates going on at the moment.
Yeah,
really smart chat, and then you stumble upon this.
Pia, People driving going, oh, for God's sake, this is actually making me stupider as I listen to us driving to work.
We've managed to make people forget their route to work in the cars by us trying to do maths.
Ah, dear.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, right, well, listen, trust us, that does work, right? So just in case, because we need to move off this, because even I'm bored with it now, right? But anyway, if you have an amazing fact, right, an amazing fact worthy of an ugly mug, something you think we wouldn't know... Which, let's face it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're on a pretty sound footing with that.
Yeah, you're away in a hack there by the sounds of things.
087-188-0008, which is actually the answer to that previous question as well.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hey! The hit
that was
morning.
A cartoony boing.
It was a bit of
that.
Animaniacs off that for a Tuesday. €1,160 is your hit bit money this morning if you can get your hands on it. Text coming in since what? 20 past 3 in this morning or something?
Yeah, 20 to 3. Yeah.
22 to 3 this morning. People in the middle of the night lying there staring at the ceiling trying to figure out how to get their hands on the cash.
Yeah, because so many people want to get on. Everybody thinks they're getting ahead of the game by trying to get in that bit earlier.
Yeah. Little do they know that that's considered kind of late for this show. But Anne-Marie is in Limerick this morning and she's going to go first. Hiya, Anne-Marie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
All good, Anne-Marie.
Yep, good.
What's the crack today? What's your plans ahead?
I'm on the way to work. I've just done a morning's work, mucking out horses and walking dogs.
Oh, wow. Right. Mucking out horses and walking dogs. The country life, eh? Whereabouts are you?
Yeah. We're in Kamalak in County Limerick.
Right, very good.
Very good, yeah. Walking me dogs yesterday.
I'm going to my
second job now. Oh, my God, there's another one.
There's a proper job.
What's the proper job?
I work in a county in Limerick.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So what time do you have to start with the dog walking and the mucking out and everything?
I get up about 5:30.
All right. Jeepers, it's a busy old morning for you.
To tell you, that's a tough day.
Especially if one of the dogs goes and does a roll in the poo or something like mine did yesterday. It's unreal. What do they do that for? So disgusting. Right, Anne-Marie, we'd love to give you some money. What do you think it is?
I think it's Big Yellow Taxi by the Counting Crows.
Oh, maybe,
right.
Yeah.
Counting Crows, Michael.
Taxi for Anne-Marie. Oh, lads, this is woof. It's a nay.
Old Michael did his recharge there, didn't he?
I just heard that now.
Did you? Oh,
I did.
Fool a bus for Michael there.
This is woof. It's a nay. Amazing.
Pinky using his brain there. Fantastic. Well done.
See you later, Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie, have a good day.
Guys.
Take care of yourself. Cheers.
Oh, that's very good. He's a high standard he has for himself now.
I'll tell you something.
Megan, you're in Galway this morning, aren't you, Megan?
Hi, I'm dead.
You're dead?
I'm good.
Good.
What's wrong with you, PJ?
Yeah. I thought you said hi. I'm dead.
Have you met many dead people, PJ, who've said to you hi? I tell you something. I'm not well at all.
I think I might have.
I think I'm dead.
So what are you going to spend the money on if you're dead? That's what I was thinking. How are you getting on this morning, Megan?
It's a lovely day here in Galway.
Is it lovely? Yeah, sun is shining already. Is it?
Oh yeah.
A great day to be alive, some might say.
I'll tell you.
Right, so Megan, tell us what your guess is.
My guess is Kate Nash pumpkin soup.
What was that?
Say that again.
Kate Nash pumpkin soup.
Oh, Kate Nash, right, okay. Mike.
All right,
my
lads.
God, I'm at a loss, Michael, I got to confess.
Do you not know that song?
No.
Okay, anyway.
Look, I didn't know the person was alive a second ago, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm only messing, I don't know that song.
Bear in mind, PJ thinks he's hearing voices from beyond the grave.
But I do want to give this away, but I can't, it's wrong, sorry.
Oh dear. Right, listen.
Thanks, sorry about that, Megan. May you rest in peace.
All right.
Oh, our apologies, Megan. Have a great day. Take care of yourself.
See you, Megan. Cheers. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, be safe, whatever you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Be safe, whatever
Jeepers.
You do.
Peace on your eternal soul. Right, so that's it. €1,160. Hopefully somebody living will get it on Davey and Farley's show at 20 to 5 later on.
Yeah, that would help, all right, yeah. Classickids.ie. If you want to check it out, all of the previous guests are there. All of the, well, the clip itself is there, which we didn't actually play this time around.
That oh, did
there.
We not? No,
you
sorry,
never gave
I didn't give you the option, did I not?
A little heads up on that one.
Sure, it doesn't matter. Who are we talking to today?
Can you hear me?
It's like a, yeah.
If you want to play the hit bit, give me a sign.
It was a seance, yeah. Knock twice for take that.
Jim, I think you're onto something.
Oh, my God. I tell you, that's how popular the Hitbit is nowadays. You know what I mean? They're coming back from beyond the grave to have a go.
20 past three this morning. It was hardly someone alive doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the souls were out this morning. Yeah. My God, what bananas. Anyway, listen, Damien Farrelly, very much alive and kicking. 2 o'clock today, he's here. 20 to 5 is when he'll give you his opportunity to play the Hitbit.
So get your Ouija boards out. If you want to have a guess.
That'd take ages to do the hit bit if you had to spell it out. Hey.
Damien, okay. I'm going to need the rest of it now. Any time you have.
Yeah, Denise Williams, let's hear it for the boy. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim, just 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. The boy is Mike Hogan. Playing with his machinery. He's determined. He's like a
he's like a kid at Christmas morning.
You, he's like a pound shop Steven Spielberg is what he is.
You want to see him? He's so happy. He's after getting these new gadgets and gizmos for filming inside the studio, you know, for making videos.
Look at him.
And you want to see this.
He's like, who was it that used to have that habit of always appearing in his own movies?
Oh, that was Tarantino.
Tarantino always did, yeah. He's doing his Tarantino now. Look at him walking in. Do your going downstairs, Michael.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my
he
God.
He fell over. Oh, for dear. God's sake.
Anyway, yeah, I don't. What are you just videoing this, or are you putting it up on something, or what?
He doesn't know. It's an experiment. It's an experiment. You may or may not be able to
see it. It's an art house movie.
Yeah, he's playing with his new gear, seeing how he can get on with it.
Oh man. Anyway, we'll let you know if this ever makes it to the big screen. But listen, in the meantime, thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008, all of the facts, okay? Our launch of this wasn't fantastic.
It wasn't exactly fantastic. We got confused. We were trying to give you a really good sort of life hack when it came to mathematics and working out percentages.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Jim complicated by giving me a sum that I couldn't do. I'm still can't
So it's
do
my
it.
Fault.
Of course. Well, it's hardly my fault.
You can't do the sum.
Don't be. You challenge.
It was your life hack.
Yeah, Grant, you challenge an idiot. You live with the consequences. Right? So basically,
that should be written on those calendar things. You challenge an idiot, you live with the consequences.
Yeah. Isn't that right?
Magnificent. Right, well, listen. Some people here, make of these what you will, okay? So some of the facts that have come in from listeners. Right, you can tell me, you can call foul on these if you think they're not genuine facts. Okay,
yeah, good.
First is from Rebecca Ryan. Fact, octopus has 3 hearts.
Wow, I'd well believe that. There are such weird looking animals, in the first place. Yeah,
yeah. So there's one more, okay. Next fact comes in from Jeff.
Yeah.
Gary Glitter is Paul Young's father.
That's complete nonsense now. This is now people are heard. This is your fault now, Jim.
What? How is it my fault?
This is someone that heard me getting the other mathematics problem so wrong that they thought he'll believe this, and he threw anything at us.
Right.
So that's what happened there.
I
now.
Don't know what
I won't, I'm not falling for that.
I don't know what to make of this from Sean, who's in Mullingar. Hey lads, oranges were originally green. And going to work is more dangerous than going to war.
Oh, stop it now. I don't, like, this is... Oranges were not green.
It's not what we were hoping for.
Unless he means when they...
Unripened.
Before they're actually oranges.
Maybe. What about this from Richie? You know, this sounds like it might have something about it. The Titanic, your favourite, had 4 chimney stacks, but only 3 were real.
What?
The other one was simply there to just make it look better.
An aesthetic
chimney stack on the Titanic.
If that's true, that's very interesting now.
There you go.
That is, if that's true, if they looked at it with a 3 and says, no, I don't like it, it's an odd number.
Yeah.
It'd bring bad luck.
then that would actually be a very interesting fact.
Right, so Richie, he liked that one. You're in with a shout. This Joe and Tala, hey lads, did you know that, I think I knew this, that the foil tray that you get from a Chinese takeaway is actually a plate.
What sort of stupid
You're just
that,
meant to pull out the crinkled corners, flatten it out, and then you use it as a plate.
You can't do that.
Well, that's what Joe and Tala is
saying.
Are
you serious? That's that actually a thing? No, but you said you knew this.
Well, I had heard this. Didn't say I heard it and it was absolutely true. Just I had heard it before that if you, you know, if you flatten it out.
Yeah.
That it would.
It goes effectively round.
It would operate as a plate. Well, plates don't have to be round. You can get things served on chimney slates and all net chimney slates.
Plates are
roof
round.
Roof slates and all
Plates are round. It's That's like saying circles don't have to be round.
Right, Joe, he's not having that. What about this? PJ, did you know that the Star Trek theme tune actually has lyrics?
No, I didn't know that.
There you go. That's what Joe and Talbot said.
What? It's just... isn't it?
Well, that's what I would have thought, yeah. After what's his name? After...
William Shatner.
Yeah, William Shatner. After he does his kind of space, the final frontier. After he does all that stuff, I would have thought it was just
there.
Yeah,
it just goes
in. Yeah, stuff. Anyway, that's what Joe and Tal is saying. He's not impressed.
No point in us asking
for
facts.
How do we verify this?
I don't know. I guess we're supposed to take people at their... It all went wrong, you see, at the start.
What about this one? Male seahorses give birth. The female impregnates them and they give birth to 1,000 to 1,500 babies.
That's very true, yeah.
Male seahorses.
That is true.
Oh, you know that one?
I do know that. I remember seeing a documentary many years ago about a fella who is the only person in the world at the time, an Irish lad who could... raise seahorses in captivity.
Wow.
And he was talking about that. And the Star Trek thing is absolutely true. Believe it or not, there is lyrics for it. Gene Roddenberry, the show's creator, wrote lyrics to the theme song. Beyond the rim of the starlight, my love is wandering in starflight. I know he'll find in star clusters reaches. It's real. Love strange. Love a star woman. It's real.
Hope you were recording that bit, Michael.
Oh, don't be doing that now. Leave a man alone.
That's a promo if ever I heard one.
I'm not coming out of this well today, am I? But there is. That's an absolutely true. That is, as you would say, a true fact.
A true fact. Yeah. Elaine and Tala has the fact that she heard lately that tarantulas hunt frogs at night.
Yeah, I'd well believe that now. Tarantulas
just
hunt...
That just makes them even more scary.
I'd say they'd hunt dogs, given a half a chance. You remember we had them in here? I had one on my face and one on the back of my head at the same time. That was it. And you, did you have them on your face as well? Yeah, Mike did. Yeah, there's something very odd about it.
The other one of Elaine's facts is that apparently the oldest ever condoms... were found to be from 1640 and made from animal intestines.
Ah, jeepers. That's just disgusting. And you know it's true. There's something about it rings true. But lads and their desires.
There you go.
Oh, unbelievable.
Shocking carry on.
I can't.
Right, listen, if you can top any of those, okay, there is potentially an ugly mug up for grabs here. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you've got a fact that's genuine. Well, obviously, it's a fact.
Yeah, it has to be verified.
It's got to be an actual fact.
Yeah, not Gary Glitter and Paul Young. That's
that will actually
ludicrous.
Impress us.
Mind you, you did make me Google Gary Glitter and Paul Young. Thankfully, they have nothing to do with each other.
Just to follow up on the Titanic thing, somebody saying the last stack, you know, of the four chimney stacks?
Yeah.
That the last one was for air intake.
Oh, right, that makes sense, yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to just for aesthetics.
So it had it wasn't a no-purpose stack,
no.
Yeah?
No. Wasn't there as you
Look
say.
At me. Oh, that makes sense, yeah. Like, I would have any idea on how to design a ship.
Fact.
Yeah.
Right, 087-188-0008 if you can impress PJ with a fact.
Not
today.
Hard to do this morning, though, being honest with you.
Yeah, just don't mention animal intestines, that's all. Dr. Alban may or may not have been a real doctor, and Sing Hallelujah, here are classic
He's
hits.
A funny sort, isn't he? In the middle of the song where he just starts going...
Yeah.
He's a funny sort.
That's his doctor's lingo.
Oh, I'm still baffled with some of the facts now. I'm still outraged.
There's still plenty, more coming in. By the way, somebody just wants to correct us, or correct you guys.
Oh, well, that's not a force.
Maintains that... Alfred Hitchcock started doing that appearing in his own movies thing long before Tarantino
ever
did it.
Oh, that's very true. That is very true, actually. Yeah, yeah. He was very famous for doing it, just turning up.
Also, John from Cavan, this one is the definite fact, isn't it? This one is where you you stretch out your arms and the distance from middle finger to middle finger is your height.
Oh,
so
I thought it was...
from the tip of your middle finger to the tip of your other middle finger when your arms are outstretched is the same as your height.
Thought that was just to how big a fish a human could possibly catch or something like that. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's how, that is, that's that how big a lie you can tell.
Is that actually real? Because that makes me feel like I'd be very short.
I think it is real. We'll
makes
measure
me feel
it.
Like I would be very short.
We'll
yeah.
measure it. Also, somebody says, fact, all odd numbers have the letter E in them. Says Claire and Lucan.
Oh, like 11-ty.
Is 11-ty an odd number?
11-ty-4 is, yeah.
Also, we have to tell Paddy and Joe to hurry up and eat their breakfast.
Oh, go on, Paddy Joe.
No, Paddy and Joe.
Oh, sorry, I'm Paddy
people.
Joe. I'm Paddy Joe. Paddy and Joe. Would you hurry up? Be the one person.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. Who is, and you'd know this now because you're a petrol head, right? Who is the biggest tyre maker in the world?
Oh, you would have thought it'd be someone like Bridgestone or Michelin or something.
You would have thought that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But shall I tell you?
Right, yeah, yeah. Well, it's who? Pirelli, then?
Lego.
Ah, would you get off? No one has Lego on their car. What sort of... Who is this person?
Lego make tyres for their little cars that they make.
Oh, they do.
And they are officially the world's biggest tyre maker.
Oh, my God. If that's true, what an amazing... What an amazing thing to learn.
There you go.
That's the one that's blowing me away. That is blowing me away.
There you go. Look at that. That could be the winner then, could it?
Lego. Well, yeah, we need to do a bit of fact checking on it. But that, if that's true, that's amazing.
Yeah. Somebody said, somebody's fact is air conditioning workers are actually radio presenters these days. Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
That makes a lot of sense. Lego is produced 318 million tyres in 2011, making them the world's largest tyre manufacturer, and they've sustained it ever since by number of units produced.
My
Lego.
God. So
wow.
Have you decided, is that getting your ugly
that
mug?
That to me is an ugly mug right there. That's incredible.
Wow. There we go.
Lego.
We've hit the hot spots. Now, I mean, you're welcome to challenge it. 087-188-0008 if you think you got a more impressive fact for PJ than that.
Blown
but at the moment, that's getting the ugly mug then, yeah?
How do I get some Lego tyres onto me bike? That's how blown away I am.
Get a smaller bike.
Yeah, wouldn't be much coming into work on that, would it? Sticking a bike into your pocket, at least it's safe.
Classic Hits.
That's the Spin Doctors and Two Princes here at Classic Hits. It's almost 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks, and waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Much appreciated. Thank you so much for all of the WhatsApps. Phenomenal amount of WhatsApps coming in with these amazing facts.
Some of them definitely designed to dupe. You can say that much anyway.
Some of them not necessarily... You know, standing up to scientific rigour.
The word fact, I'd say, is a problem with some of them, but definitely appreciate. It's actually been a great bit of crack trying to separate the fact from the...
From the fiction.
From the fiction, yeah.
True. By the way, sorry, just to mention, we still haven't played our Forever Young song, and that is a fact, okay? The one we're playing today, the Blow Monkeys, Dig In Your Scene. So that's what you're listening for, okay? Remember, up for grabs, this incredible VIP package for four... It's a full luxury glamping package from Pitch Perfect Glamping. It's exclusive meet and greets, VIP upgrades, all that sort of stuff for the Forever Young Festival at the Palmerstown House Estate, 10th to the 12th of July. If you want to check out the full listing of artists, foreveryoungfestival.ie. But there's a phenomenal list, and we're playing them all this week, giving you the chance to get involved in winning this incredible prize. So the Blow Monkeys, Dig In Your Scene.
It's pronounced Sleepy Jean. Anyway, don't worry about it.
Blow Monkeys, man.
They're not called the Wrong Monkeys. You maniac. There's no band called the Wrong Monkeys.
The Blow Monkeys are the one we're listening for.
Okay, fair enough. If you say so, we'll have to agree to disagree.
By the way, on the subject of facts, this has gone huge now because Magic Mike popped this up on our social, right? So on Facebook and on Twitter as well. So amazing facts coming in. I think we're going to have to give out more than just one ugly
mug. I think so, yeah.
Because there's, I mean, look at this. High heels. This is from somebody, Audrey Green. High heels were originally worn by men. She claims as a fact.
I wonder what the thinking there was.
Don't know.
Why lads would be wanted to be seen with the big long legs, like.
And there's somebody called, on Twitter it's Drew Bidot.
Drew Bidot.
I don't know who that is anyway, but all sorts of amazing facts. Earth is the only planet in the solar system not named after a god, apparently. They also had the one about Lego being the largest
tire
manufacturer. That's great.
That is just brilliant.
Baltimore in the USA is named after Baltimore in Ireland, as in Ballyteemore, the town with the big house.
Oh, there's loads of that over in the States. God, yeah, sure. Yeah. I know a fella, honestly, I do know a fella from Dundalk who met an American from, from America, obviously. And she said...
That's a fact.
Dundalk, I can't believe you named your town after mine.
Wow.
Yeah. So she actually thought it was the Americans came up with Dundalk first.
Crazy.
There you go.
Paulie was on as well about the longest place name in the world, the place in New Zealand and all that. And there's Colin McNally. Humans only use 10% of brain power.
That's not true.
Or maybe that's just PJ. Colin, that's very unfair. Hilarious.
Well,
but very unfair, Colin McNally, down with that sort of thing on Twitter.
Well, coming
Stop.
From Jim McCabe, who believes New Zealand is the longest place name in the world.
Some great ones still on the text as well. Somebody saying that the lighter was invented before the match.
Yeah.
That's interesting as well, isn't it?
Well, I guess, in a way, it makes sense. I'm not sure what the way is, but there is a way where it makes sense.
Yeah. Here's one you'll like. The Canary Islands are actually named after dogs.
I know this, yeah. The canines. Yeah, yeah. It's nothing to do with canaries.
Yeah.
So what have canaries ever given the world? You know?
Very,
not
very
a lot.
True.
Yeah.
Very
as opposed
true.
To dogs who give everybody happiness every moment of the day.
Yeah. Here's one. This would be interesting, right? If this is true. Random fact. The stadium announcer at Manchester United's home games is in fact Kevin Keegan's brother.
That's why when they're playing Liverpool, you can hear, I'd love it if we beat them. I would love it if we beat them.
Ah, oh, dear. There's another one. Look at that. Hi, Jim. Sorry, just have to correct you on one of the facts you gave out earlier. The oldest condoms are actually in PJ's wallet.
Oh, my God. That's only because I'm going out with your ma!
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I do apologise for the childish nature of this broadcast.
God, I'm all hot under the ears. Now.
Anyway, look, I think there's far too... Mike, you're going to have to give out more than just one.
Yeah,
of
you're going to have to give out a crate of them this morning.
There's way too many good ones here.
Yeah.
And not, I don't just mean the ones slagging PJ. I mean the genuine ones.
There are thousands of them. The Lego guy got one anyway. That's boxed
off. That's for sure.
And they'll figure out another one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's definitely some that are... So you can keep them coming. It's up on Twitter. It's up on Facebook. And if you want to get them into us, 087-188-0081. Oh, dear. I can't believe we managed to do a broadcast with a
sacked in the morning.
With a mad joke.
We're getting sacked in the morning.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See KES.ie.
Right, it's a score of 10 to beat. Nice prize this week, all courtesy of Gourmet Burger Kitchen, GBK, as you would know at GBK.ie if you want to get more info about what they do, because don't make the mistake of assuming that they're just beef burgers, because obviously they've embraced the whole thing, the vegan movement, the veggie thing, and even if you're just not a beef fan and you prefer chicken, they can do that for you as well, so there's no problem there. Anyway, the idea is we have got a prize of a two-night stay in a four-star Dublin City Centre hotel, plus you get two evening meals at any of the four GBK restaurants in Dublin. You can check them out, Liffey Valley, South Ann Street, South William Street, or Temple Bar. You can even book a table online.
Yes, and 10 is the score to beat, and it's all yours. So there you go. Burgers of every kind for every sort of person out there, and 11 the score.
100% Irish. 100% Irish. Beef burgers.
Tell you something.
This is not just burger food. This is GBK burger food.
You need to carry something in your wallet to cover them, so good. So 11 the score, that'll put you into the lead with the Breakfast Table Quiz. And Martin in Dublin is going to have a go this morning. How are you, Martin?
How are you, lads?
How are you, Martin?
How are things, all right?
All good, yeah, fantastic. What about you?
Yeah, not bad. No, I was on the way to work.
All yeah, right. Good stuff. Any plan? Did you have a decent weekend? I know it's Tuesday now, but I'm still reflecting.
Nice and quiet. Had the in-laws, you know.
Oh, the right, Jeff. So it wasn't great. So
yeah, well, there you go. You said that, not me.
Right, we're a big fan of burgers, Martin.
Oh, I'll have an LB burger. Already.
Who isn't?
Let's do
Who
it, so. Let's get straight to the second for you.
Best of luck. 10 to beat. 60 seconds to do it. Here we go.
In The Simpsons, what is the job of Krusty?
Clown.
Is the heart rate of a child or an adult faster?
Child.
What is 40% to 20?
10, 15.
It's 8. According to the saying, finders, keepers, losers what?
Weepers.
What colour eyes did Van Morrison's girl have in the song?
Brown eyes.
Which abbreviation is used for a sandwich with bacon, lettuce and tomato?
BLT.
In which Disney film did the songs When You Wish Upon a Star and Give a Little Whistle appear?
Oh, pass.
Pinocchio, what is the name given to the supreme head of the Catholic Church?
Pope.
Trick or Treat is part of what festival?
Halloween.
In which decade did the Monkees release their single I'm a Believer?
60s.
English and which other language are the official languages of Canada?
French.
Which of the Mr. Men is orange and has long, rubbery, snake-like arms?
Pass.
Mr. Tickle, what is the name for the reflex by what the eyelids close quickly to protect or lubricate the eye?
Blink.
In the film Jaws, what is the species of shark that attacks swimmers?
Great white.
That's the one, yeah.
Good scoring
there. You took off near the end there, Martin. Fair play.
Yeah.
Tell us something. I cannot believe there was a question about percentages.
And it messed him up as well. It's after messing all of us up this morning.
I can see PJ trying to work it out while you were, and he didn't get the right answer either.
Yeah, a long
time. I hadn't a clue either, brilliant. Right, okay, here we go. This is the important mathematics bit. This is where we count up your answers. Right, here we go, Martin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11!
Yeah! Good on you, Martin. Fair play. Excellent. Snuck past there.
Well done. Could be good enough, you know. 10 won it last week.
You never know.
Listen, Martin, well played. Well done, sir.
That's grand. Cheers, lad.
Have a cracking day,
man.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.